Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Sean, you love Erin, right?
I love her so much.
Do you ever feel like you're looking at her and you're like, because I get this with Meg a lot, where like, I'll be looking at her, I'm like, man, I really want to do something nice for you, and then I can't think of anything.
Oh, I mean, yes, 100% of the time.
Well, you know what's going to help guys like us? Relish.
What is this?
Relish is it's a relationship app that you basically, it's basically a personal trainer for your relationship. So Doesn't that sound cool? It sounds like I need it.
It's like a personal trainer, like those guys that make you push it to the limits so you're hurt, and then you're like, no, I think I actually tore my ACL.
Yeah, like that.
Keep going!
But with your heart.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I did this with Meg to set it up. It's awesome. They ask you a bunch of questions about your relationship, about you, about how you experience love, what you like, what you don't like, stuff like that. And then they design a weekly program for you where they send you like updates and assignments and stuff like that that are designed specifically for your relationship to improve and strengthen your relationship. It's pretty awesome.
That's great. Does it like remind you like your anniversary?
I don't know, but I think it did ask for my anniversary, so it better.
That would be so helpful.
So how does it work? They have weekly lesson plans. Each member receives a weekly lesson plan that can be completed at your own speed, and lessons are based on the concept that daily little things really add up and make a big difference in the long run, which I can attest to, because if you just kind of neglect the relationship for 2 months and then you try to do a grand gesture, that always backfires. That is not – you're like, I know I haven't written you a card in 2 months, but – get your ball gown because we're going on a cruise. And she's like, what?
Wait, what? Do you write cards? Like monthly cards?
No, I don't know. But that's the thing. See, I need help. Relish recommends bite-sized
learning how to date someone in 2019.
Relish recommends bite-sized activities that cost little to no money but have proven to make big differences in relationships over time. Lessons cover a wide range of topics, including managing your emotions, building better communication skills, and restoring trust.
But will it like recommend bite-sized activities that cost little to no money but have proven to make big differences in relationships over time?
So your problem is you don't listen.
Oh, did you already say that?
I just said that. I can see where Relish can help you,
Sean. Can we use Relish?
I think we should. Listen, it's a great thing. I've already started using it. It works. It's awesome.
But have you already started using it? It doesn't work. And is it awesome?
Sean, you got to get this thing. Relish is giving our listeners a free 7-day trial. All you have to do is go to hellorelish.com/2dads. That's the number 2 and dads. And you'll get 7 days free. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Try Relish for free today by going to hellorelish.com/2dads. That's hellorelish.com/2dads. I mean, what's the one thing people say on their deathbeds? They don't say, I should have spent more time at work. They don't say, I wish I had more money. They say...
Yeah, they say, I wish I had Relish.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to Your Two Dads. I'm Julian McCullough.
Oh, hi. I'm Sean.
And that is Sean O'Connor.
I'm feeling emotional right now.
Oh no, what's wrong?
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about it?
The world's going to hell.
Oh, that's not what this show is.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, is this just me about being a dad?
This is a show about parenting. We're Your Two Dads. We're comedians. We are not experts.
We're not experts, and we're not talking about climate change.
But you know what we are? We're here every week.
Yeah, we
so
are.
So you should listen to us every week.
Yeah, I was wondering, will there ever be a time where just one of us is here?
That's a good question. We'll have to sign something, probably.
Yeah. Hey, Julian, how you dadding?
Pretty good. I taught Goldie how to ride a bike this
really?
Week.
Yeah.
What?
One day? It took one day?
It took, I'd say it took two... two intensive days. I was shocked how quickly, because the first day I was like, this girl's never going to ride a bike. Like, it's just never going to happen. It's pretty amazing to see someone learn something brand new, like in front of you. It's pretty intense. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. So how did you do it? What did you...
I did the standard. I didn't even look it up, really. I just kind of was like, I think I remember this is what my dad did. And
yeah,
I just...
you never forget how to teach someone how to ride.
That's it. And what's the other one? A woman needs a man, like a fish needs a bicycle, is the other thing that I remembered about bikes.
Yeah, you teach a man a bicycle, he'll eat for a year.
Eat a fish.
We're not being helpful again.
No, we're not.
So you got her up on a bike.
First of all, didn't buy her a new bike. There's so many good rescue bikes out there. Why would you get a new bike?
Wait, rescue bikes? Like on the side of the road? Outside of people's houses?
Yeah, you hack one of these one of these app bikes.
Yeah, they just have these chains that you cut through with bolt cutters.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, someone's giving this away. No, I bought got her a used bike, but it was awesome shape. Had streamers, the whole thing, right? And it was it was purple. She, you know, I just basically walked behind her with it, with my hand on the seat, you know, and a little bit on the handlebars to keep her up in the beginning. And, you know, it was tough. It was tough going. It was really hard on your back because you're like bending over the perfect amount to ruin your back. And the first day was tough and it was hot and we were sweating and it was like a little bit scary. But there was a couple of moments where she went, you know, like a second without my hand. And that was thrilling enough.
That sounds exactly like my first day of marriage so far. It was hot, sweaty.
She had her hand on your butt.
Yeah.
And then there was some space in between, mainly because I share her.
Yeah.
But when I got her back the other day, we tried it again, and she wasn't – I was really proud of her because she wasn't afraid. She was scared, but she was like, I'm doing this, because she really wanted to learn how to ride.
Yeah, so one day you showed her how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Then she went home to her mom to learn how to say she doesn't want to learn how to ride a bike.
She had a bike at her mom's for a long time and never learned how to ride it. So I don't know. Maybe they practiced. I don't know. I don't think so. I asked her. She said no.
What? So are you worried that like you're going to teach her how to ride a bike and then she's going to come back and she's going to know all these like cool BMX moves
and make me look like an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little bit worried about that. Yeah. I'll just throw a stick in her spokes. But yeah, it's amazing. It's we don't talk about this very much on here, but when the first time I let go and actually let her go, like, and watched her ride away, was like a pretty crazy feeling.
Did she come? And she came back.
Yes.
That means she's yours forever.
She was afraid to break, and I just watched her disappear over the sunset. And I hopefully she hit the ocean. But yeah, she didn't have any tube falls that are too bad. But she's still working on the brake, which is terrifying. I remember not wanting to brake.
I will say my biggest problem with riding a bike was always braking. Like, I genuinely was so terrified of flying over the handles that I would just brake with my feet every time.
And yeah, that's why she's doing.
Why I never really got into riding a bike is because I was so afraid of a main part of riding a bike.
The stopping,
yeah.
Well, she keeps jumping off too and running, and it's like, and every time the pedals scrape the back of her legs and she just keeps doing it, and it's like, it's up to you, really. At a certain point as a parent, it's one of those moments where you're like, you know it's important for them to learn how to brake. It's safety, it's all that. But you can't just keep yelling at them, use the brake.
No.
You do it three times, you're like, oh, I'm being an asshole right now. It's like, she's gonna wanna stop on her own at some point without hurting herself. So she'll just have to use the brake. And that's something you just got to like let them do with natural consequences until they want to learn.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, right now it still makes her too nervous. So that's tough, and then that's basically it, is the braking, but it was great. It's a really cool feeling teaching your kid how to ride a bike.
That is really cool. This week I taught Nolan how to
How you dadding?
Oh, how I dadded? I taught Nolan how to do a thumbs up, and he's now just going up to people and going, thumbs up. And it's really cool.
He says it while he does it.
It's really funny. And then the other thing that I just truly love. By the way,
that's next level charm, even as an adult. If you had an adult come up to you and just be like, thumbs up, and give you a thumbs up, you would love that person.
Yeah, it's not just for kids. No.
And then the other thing that he did this week that I just think is the funniest is he has this puzzle that's all like the alpha, like letters of the alphabet, and he's putting them in his cup and then pretending to drink the alphabet.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
And he like looks at us and he's like, "We're real. Yeah, we don't know if he's so smart or dumb.
Yeah,
where he's officially that age.
He's like letters are going in instead of coming out, huh?
Yeah."
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's where we're at right now, is we're just trying to figure out if he's a smart guy or a big dumb idiot.
So we have a great show today.
Who's on it?
Well, we have a man. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's fantastic. He has a very long-running podcast called Never Not Funny that's been one of the best podcasts for years and years. It's Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, I'm out. I don't want to.
Oh, you don't
do
like Jimmy? Okay. He also, I don't know if he would mind us saying this, but he was the warm-up guy for Conan forever. And beloved.
Yeah, no, he's great.
Well, he doesn't do it anymore. I don't know.
Oh,
you know, it's
yeah.
Like, bring up your old shit, you know?
No.
You know.
Hey there, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
What's yeah. What's a job you wouldn't want me to bring up?
Upload with Shaquille O'Neal.
I was on that.
Were you on Upload with Shaquille O'Neal? Were you in season two after I got fired?
Yes.
It's the only job I've ever been fired from.
You weren't there, so yeah. I assume it was after that.
The only job I've ever been fired from is Upload with Shaquille O'Neal for talking shit about it on a podcast. I'll do the work, but I'll also talk shit about it.
But he's an extremely funny man. We're excited to have him. So let's get Jimmy out here. Hi, Jimmy. Hey, Sean. I think we need to talk to these people about Talkspace.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd like to create a Talkspace to talk about Talkspace right now.
Okay.
Heading back to school comes with a lot of tough emotions. Do you remember those?
I do. Oh, my God. New people, new responsibilities, new places.
And as a parent, watching your kids deal with anxiety can be hard to watch.
Not for my parents.
Well, Talkspace believes no student should have to wait to get the support they need, because there's not enough therapists on a college campus, for
example.
There's
not. There's like three people.
I know. It's terrible. The wait list can be like 6 weeks long. And I remember being in college and being extremely emotional and confused. And it didn't even occur to me that I could talk to somebody. And if I had known that I could go talk to a real counselor, I would have loved to. And then I would have found out, oh, you got to wait 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wish this was around.
I wish Talkspace was around. With the Talkspace student plan, students can connect with their therapist in less than 24 hours. They'll choose from a selection of that's important, because kids, you know, something goes wrong and they're like, oh my God, I have to talk about this right now.
Oh yeah, kids are like that. Not just us.
I'm actually like that, totally. They'll choose from a selection of recommended therapists and get started right away. No more waiting. And if their first therapist isn't the right fit, they can always switch therapists at no extra cost.
He said I was being hysterical. You're fired.
The price, if mine had like a Long Island accent, I'd be like, this isn't going to work. You know what your problem is? I'm like, do you have somebody from the South? The price of traditional therapy puts getting help far out of reach for most students. A whole month of Talkspace student plan costs about as much as a single face-to-face therapy session. Best of all, Talkspace lets you access your therapist from anywhere at any time, so you never have to wait to share what's on your mind. That is so important. You know, you feel like everything's a crisis in college, and some of it is,
yeah,
and you really need help.
A lot of it is,
yeah.
I would say.
So the Talkspace student plan pairs your student with a licensed therapist trained to address the challenges they face. To get started for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/student. Make sure to use the code 2DADS, that's the number 2, D-A-D-S, to get your first week free and show your support for this show. That's promo code 2DADS at Talkspace.com/student. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, loud.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy. You just blew everyone's eardrums out.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It was hot. You came in hot.
Man, my levels are perfect. I am so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I know this is a thing about being dads or whatever the hell it is. I did little no research.
You just nailed all of it.
But my son, I bring him up for this reason. My son recently said, you know what phrase I'm sick of people saying, Dad? Coming in hot.
Oh, wow.
And I just used it.
Oh, man.
And I'm glad he's not here to reprimand me.
Yeah. Is it because you are constantly using it?
I say it constantly. Oh, coming in hot. Here we go. Coming
like,
hot.
I feel like no one else uses it. I feel like he's sick of you saying
it. I think...
coming in hot's a great phrase.
I think it's a great phrase, too. But I kind of don't disagree with him that it's somehow... across the line where you are hearing it too much. Although, according to you two, you've never heard it.
Right. I rarely hear it, only when I hang out with, like, air traffic controllers.
That seems to make sense. That seems to make sense. And maybe some construction guys that are on the side of the road. Hey, look at this guy coming in hot. And that's what I said recently. I was in the car, and I took an off-ramp and was coming in way too fast. And I went, oh, coming in hot. And he goes, oh, you know what, Dad, that one's a little overplayed. You got to...
Did he say we got to put the kibosh on that? And then you said, you know what, I've had enough of that kibosh.
He did not say that because he's not 79 years old.
I assume your child does act like a 79-year-old.
You know what I did? I adopted a child when he was 40, and I now have a 79-year-old son.
You know, those early years of the midlife crisis for your child really is so tough.
I got him the Corvette. It all seemed to work out. Get him to every cliche possible. Get him a toupee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your son's name is Oliver? Is that
Oliver.
Okay to talk about?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Great. Okay. And how's he doing?
He's great.
Yeah?
He's great.
He's in what grade is he going into?
He's about to start seventh grade next week.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jimmy. Do you remember seventh grade?
Oh, sixth grade was the nightmare for me.
Okay.
Seventh was kind of crawling out of the nightmare.
Okay.
Still wasn't, I mean, it was better.
Yeah.
But eighth grade was great, and then high school right back to shitville.
Yeah.
Don't know the language on this show.
Oh, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, okay. You can say anything. But like seventh grade, that's an awkward age.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
It's the most awkward, right? Isn't that a whole movie? Oh, that's eighth grade.
Yeah, that's eighth grade. Yeah. I mean, eighth grade, though, like, I think she was a late bloomer.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, she had her awkward period later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like, in seventh grade, I think I wore South Park boxers.
Yeah.
Does it get more awkward than that?
It does. I wore boxers that I made myself in home ec, and they barely stayed together, and my little wiener was always falling out of the front.
Wait a second.
So proud of them, I'd wear them all the time.
But you mean instead of pants?
I would wear them around the house, yeah.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. You should be free and easy around the house.
Wait, you were hanging dong in front of your dad?
Well... I wouldn't call it hanging dong. But I was new in school in sixth grade and seventh grade.
Wait, so you switched schools 2 years in a row?
Yes, it was awful.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. So maybe it was more awkward for me than most, but I thought that age was awful.
Is that why you're constantly changing your personality?
Yeah, I was like, if I'm going to adapt, I can never be myself.
Or podcasts. You seem to have a different podcast every 3 weeks. Well, that nostalgia one didn't fly. How about this one? Let's talk about music. Hey, I don't like music anymore. Let's try this one. Hey, I'm a dad. Let's try that one. I get a text all the time. Hey, I'm trying a new thing. And I'm always there. You know that.
Yeah, you've been on every single one of them.
Yes.
Oh, no. Are we getting the Pardo curse?
No. You're going to get the Pardo bump. So don't blame me for his inability to keep an audience.
It's a bump into another podcast.
Do not blame me. Because just today I was looking at at our texts.
Uh-huh.
And the most recent one was me sending you a picture from 1985.
With your Fiero.
Me and my Fiero. I was like, well, I wonder what happened with that one. Oh, probably the same thing that happened with one where you talked about the movie Sergeant Pepper for 4 hours.
So that was the same. So, by the way, well, this is so boring. Never mind. I was about to go down a road that nobody cares about. But anyway, the point is, it's not as bad as you say, but it's close, so it's enough.
It's bad. It's as bad as you moving from 6th and 7th grade.
Yeah, but those weren't my choice. It wasn't like I was moving.
You know what, Mom and Dad? I've had enough with this town.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that as a kid where you made a bindle and, you know, a little, put like oranges in a thing and go, that's it, I'm out of here. And you walked 4 feet down the street and...
I remember I walked out of the street into the high school there. I lived on by a high school. I walked into the high school's woods and I just sat there for like 20 minutes. I was like, they get it.
They get it. They learned their lesson.
Yeah.
Man, there was like probably four dudes in those woods that you were lucky not to come across.
That's right. They see those South Park boxers.
Yeah, I know.
There's our guy. There's our weakling.
They saw you and they were like, oh, he's got enough problems. what high school? Was it called Keensburg High School?
Yeah, Keensburg High.
Yeah.
I don't know where you grew up.
I grew up in New Jersey.
I'm also not interested.
Oh, okay.
Should tell you that.
He didn't finish. You didn't let him finish.
Yeah. Should have led with that. I'm sorry. So it was New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey.
In Keensburg.
Keensburg.
Keene?
Keensburg.
Keensburg.
Yeah, I don't know who is the town founder or anything. I mean, it's a very small town.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
It has a boardwalk, if I'm not mistaken.
It does.
Oh. Yeah.
It has not been updated since the 1950s, except for the roller coaster. And the reason why that was updated, the roller coaster cart went off the track.
Wow.
With human beings on it?
With human beings on it, so they just built a new one.
Did people die?
No.
Well, that's good news.
It wasn't very high.
It wasn't going fast enough.
Yeah. And honestly, if they did, it would have made them happier somehow. Like, Keensburg is a
get
sad
out of that.
Town. Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with the East Coast. That's in fact, I've only ever worked the East Coast a couple times in New York and once in Atlantic City. Do all cities have a boardwalk?
No, it's very special.
Yeah, it's. Oh. I mean, I will say our town's claim to fame is. Do you know the movie Big Night?
About the restaurant?
The restaurant.
With maybe Tony Shalhoub?
Tony Shalhoub and Stanley Tucci.
The Tucci.
Yeah, I don't know this movie.
It's great. You would love it.
Okay.
But they have a big fight on the beach, and that's my town's beach.
Mm. Oh!
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you guys go down and watch them shoot that?
Oh, no. No.
Why did you not do that?
Well, I was like 8 years old when that movie was being filmed, or 12, probably mm-hmm. 12. I remember it was a big deal, like, because at that time, Kevin Smith was super popular, and he's from the town next to mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
And Shalhoub, I mean, every 12-year-old, that was just, I mean.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
The Jersey from Wings. Yeah.
The Jersey Shore was the
No, the other guy from Wings. Yeah.
Nope. The other guy from Wings.
The Jersey Shore was the Hollywood of the East for about 4 years in the 90s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Now you're here. You made it.
The Hollywood of the West.
It rubbed off on you. You made the move.
Yeah. But it is funny because it hasn't been updated from the 50s. So there's still guys out there being like, hey, guys and dolls, why don't you come on up and take a chance? You know, it's like that, right?
No. It's just, just mostly Italian.
Oh, okay.
I like that you added that to the end when two men stared at you.
Yeah.
With it. It's mostly this. I mean, am I right, guys?
Am I right?
That seems to be the vibe. What it is? Wonderful.
Is that because you moved like schools in sixth grade and seventh grade that you don't know when it's over?
When the joke is over?
Yeah.
No, that's why other people don't know when the joke is over. Yeah. But yeah, I thought seventh grade was awful.
Well, because you went to a new school.
That's true. Yeah.
I in sixth grade to me, I was the kid, and I bring up his name, Jerry O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
He told everybody that they shouldn't be friends with Jim.
Wait, the fat kid from Stand By Me?
No, that's O'Connell, interrupting asshole.
I'm so sorry.
He decided to tell everybody not to be friends with me. In sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple of friends, and the girls liked me. So that, of course, meant every guy that chose not to like me called me an F-A-G.
Right.
So you're an F because you like the girls, which, of course, that logic was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they did not. So, and then in seventh grade, it was decided to not like Kevin Gilliland. And so I was off the hook for seventh grade. I don't know why this guy Jerry had this kind of power. It was one of those big man on campus things where this guy had the power. But sixth grade was a nightmare for me for that reason. But I had other... You know, I had other friends, but still, when you're going to school every day and going to class every day and, you know, you're getting bullied for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much.
We didn't call it that then.
You should look this guy up. I wonder if he's in, like, selling insurance and still trying to bully other kids.
The last time I saw him, it made me sad.
Oh.
So I don't...
That didn't end well, that guy?
It did not.
Okay.
It did not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? Maybe he's fine. Maybe he's got a great family. And everything. I don't know. But the last time I saw him and he was trying, because I was on stage at a club and he was like, hey! I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No. We don't get to rewrite history.
I feel like that was Sean's biggest motivation in comedy for a while was to just show everybody.
Oh, sure. isn't that everybody's comedian?
Yeah, that should be. That's the door you go through to sign up for your first open mic.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Yeah. How is that just on Sean?
Yeah.
I used to make the joke that I said I'm going to get back by doing three lines on Monk. Like, that was my... that was my return. I'll show you. I'm going to be on Becker. So, I mean, yeah, isn't that what we all have at some point?
I think so. What did you get into comedy for?
Two references to Tony Shalhoub already on this podcast, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What did you ask me?
What did you get into comedy for if it wasn't to show everyone?
I don't remember. Oh, I just loved comedy.
But you... But it's that aside. Obviously, that is in our bones. We have had to, as Sean was saying off the air.
Right.
There is no plan B. We all decided to. Do
I
this.
Absolutely wanted to,
but of course,
because I went to a high school full of rich kids, and I was not. And so it was absolutely to be like, well, I'll do this thing that none of you can do.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
as you cut to, and in my graduating class was Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld. So
I always wonder.
Still waiting to show somebody.
God, that's got to be devastating. You know, there's a comic out there who went to high school with another more successful comic.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I wonder who. I'd love to talk to that.
Well, imagine being Jim Hanks.
Yeah.
Like, Jim Hanks is a good actor, but his brother's Tom, so nobody cares.
Didn't even know there was a Jim Hanks.
Yeah, I didn't.
Did you?
No. I know Chad Lowe. That's my, okay. As far.
And Chad's a good actor, too, but again, nobody. They just think of him crying at the Oscars. That's all anybody cares about for Chad Lowe.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his brother is beautiful.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
He's a hunk.
Beautiful. He's not a hunk, he's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful one, yeah. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He got better looking as he got older because he was so pretty when he started that now it's like, now he looks like finally looks like a man.
Does he?
Does he?
I'm not putting him down. I mean, he is just beautiful.
Yeah.
He does have pillowy lips.
He does.
And silky skin.
Yeah, he's very good looking.
He is. He's incredible.
I saw him wearing a cardigan that... No joke, you and I, our grandmother wore this cardigan, and it worked.
Yeah.
He pulled it off. It's like, look at this a-hole in this one. Oh, it's Rob Lowe. Beautiful in that sweater.
We'll be right back with more Your Two Dads.
Hey, guys, we need to talk to you about Movement Watches. A, they're paying us. B, they're awesome watches, and we want to talk to you about them.
Yeah, I honestly think that you'll do your wrist and wallet a favor. Go check out their minimalist designs that can have you with no risk because they offer free shipping and returns.
I went to the website, and they have so many styles, so many sizes, and it's all awesome. And they start at $95, so it's not like, these guys, these Leonardo DiCaprios with their watches.
Yeah, there's so many styles and sizes. I was like, what is this, Tommy Bahama?
Yeah! And by the way, I'm a man, but I have lady wrists. So I checked, and they have the watch for me.
What style of watch did you get?
What did I get? Oh, I got something called the Hustler in gold.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the Hustler.
Yeah, it's a 39-centimeter diameter or whatever. It's the lady size.
Dainty wrist.
For the dainty wrist. And not only does the watch look great, it tells time, which is a big plus.
Yeah, I would say it's the most important part of a watch.
Yeah.
Outside of the look.
And I looked at the pictures. Here's what's great. The interface of the website is awesome. They show the watch. Then they have it on different wrists. They have it with different outfits. They got it on the man. They got it on the lady. So you really get an idea of what the product you're getting is before you buy it. It's a really fun website to shop on. And you know they're quality watches. These guys started out of a garage and have now grown. They've sold over 2 million Movement watches. So you know it's a good product. If you go to MVMT.com/2dads, that's the number 2 and dads, you'll get 15% off your first watch with free shipping and free returns. Let's say you get the watch and you don't like what time it is. You can return it.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. So go to MVMT.com/2dads for 15% off your first watch, free shipping, free returns. Get a good watch. Be an adult.
And join the movement.
And we're back with Jimmy Pardo from the Never Not Funny podcast. So Oliver's starting in seventh grade.
He's going to start seventh grade.
And
he's very excited. He had a great summer. He did a couple of camps.
That's good. What kind of camps did he do?
He did Second City.
Oh, really?
His fourth year doing Second City.
Oh, God. He wants to take after you.
Right.
Did you do improv?
I went to Second City right after I graduated high school. I took the classes in Chicago. I would love to
We talked
know.
About this on my other three podcasts.
Yeah, so you think you'd remember. I've had to drill this into your head. The one thing, I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to know, like, if anybody that was in my class continued on and, you know, is famous. You know,
yeah.
Or even not famous, successful. Like, you know who was in your class? Steve Carell. Like, I wonder if, like, that was Steve? Like,
right.
Something like that. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I think you would remember because at UCB, my level one improv class, my classmate was John Mulaney, and I've never forgotten.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah. I was 19. He was, I think, 21. And he did like a monologue in the level one class that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I went up to him and I said, "You should do stand-up."
Are you taking credit for John Mulaney's
no,
career?
No, he had already done. He's
no,
we
no,
had
no dummy. He's been doing like
he had already been
you
doing.
Dummy,
stand-up. I just never had seen him before,
right.
And he was so breathtaking.
I wonder how long had he been doing it by 21?
Like, probably, like, since he was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
That's crazy.
And then, like, a week later, I saw him at Rafifi, and I was like, oh, you do it. You're very good at it.
He followed my advice.
Oh, good to see you. Well, let's see how it goes here, then. My son, by the way, my wonderful son, Oliver, who does want to follow my footsteps as I try to push him away from that, is his favorite comedian is John Mulaney.
Yeah, that's good. That's
in a house where his father's a comedian. That said, John Mulaney's probably my favorite currently working comic.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's incredible.
He's incredible.
But these, like, camps, is there, like, a graduation show at the end?
They do the week of the they do 4 days of you know, camp where they write sketches and they work on them and so on and so forth. And then on that Friday, they do the show. And
did you go to the show?
Yeah.
What is it like? What are
can you
kids
be honest
writing
about?
I just want to know what kids were writing.
I know.
About.
Well, they're writing. This was very a lot of apartheid sketches, which I was very.
What?
Oh, it was just really shocking. Because nobody's talking about apartheid. So, like, why is that happening?
And strangely, historically, very accurate.
Very accurate
apartheid
were,
sketches.
They were spot on. They were doing a lot of, you know, Bernie versus Trump stuff, which I found very topical.
Oh, they were doing political stuff.
Yeah, no, they didn't. It was all like going to the doctor's office and stuff like that. They might have had one political one, but I don't remember what it was. It's, you know, it's hit and miss. It's kids that, that like my son that want to be there and that might might have some
aptitude.
Talent for it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of the word.
That's all right.
And then there's some that it's like, hey, that'll be fun to send Jason to. You know, that camp for that week. And so it's hit and miss. And, you know, some kids break character and other kids are not invested, which that I don't care if you break, but when you're not invested, you're wasting everybody's time.
Right. You hear that, Jimmy Fallon?
wait, which one? The laughing or not interested?
kind of a double swing there, right?
Both. I do want to say good luck to Oliver. Because, you know, he's starting a new year.
And good luck to Goldie, starting first grade.
Yeah, starting first grade.
And Sean, good luck to your child turning 2.5.
Yeah, he's turning 2.5, but he's going to daycare.
What is his name?
Nolan.
Nolan. He's going to daycare for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When does he start?
September.
Wow.
That'll be more jarring for you than him. It'll be fun for him.
Yeah, I could already tell that he's going to make friends because, like, when we go to, like, a park, he's, like, the center of attention. So I'm like, that's great. He'll go make friends. My wife won't be depressed anymore, hopefully.
I remember Danielle and I remember my dad telling me that when they brought us to kindergarten, when my mom walked me to kindergarten, and my brother was a little, he followed along, that they cried on the walk home. And I was like, well, that seems weird. Like, you know, I'm just going over there for 3 hours. Like, and then we dropped off Oliver for preschool the first time. We both were walking back, just sobbing. Yeah. So so get ready for that.
Oh, no, I'm already ready to cry. I need it. I need to flush this system.
Brother, I get it.
It's brutal. First day, he might throw a fit. And then the next day he'll be like, bye.
Oh,
like, you won't even.
Yeah.
No, so. For some reason, I remember going to preschool and, like,
really?
Like, when I was 4 and sobbing, like, that I didn't want to go. And, and then.
And your mom was like, this is the best day of my life.
Really? Like, I'm not even getting
her. Because my mom was
so overbearing. One of my other earliest memories is the first time I had a substitute teacher in kindergarten, it was this woman, Mrs. Emkin. I walked in, saw that it wasn't my regular teacher. I sprinted out, and my mom was just like, I'll call out of work. Let's go to the movie.
Oh, man. Mama O'Connor strikes again.
What movie did you see?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I love that movie in the theater.
We are children.
We are. Sorry.
I forgot how much.
If you're listening
you
at home, you can't, because Jimmy does sound kind of young. You are 92?
I'm 92 years
92
old.
92 years old?
My mother took me out. We went to see Gone with the Wind.
All right, we got a game, and
Coach T, our wonderful producer, said we should play games, and then Julian was like, Jimmy has a game podcast, let's just play one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to play one of my?
Well, it's just trivia.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But did you invent trivia?
Yep.
Were you the first one?
Yep. I was. I asked the first question that had to do with popular culture.
What was that question, the first one?
What was it? Who was Abbott's partner?
Okay, today we're playing games with Jimmy Pardo, and Sean, you are going to play against Jimmy.
Okay. Do we buzz in?
Yes, you buzz in.
Using our names?
Yes.
I'm asking.
It sounds like you're telling, and I love it.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, say Sean, and you say Jimmy.
Okay.
If you know the answer.
That makes
and
sense.
Then, okay. It's trivia. The game, I'm going to name an artist, and you name the song they recorded about parenting.
Oh, that's fun.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you ready to go?
Hang on.
Does it need more explanation?
Wait a minute.
On that?
You're not going to name the song. You're going to name the artist.
I can go either way if you're worried about not knowing anything.
Worried's a very weak word. I'm panicked.
Okay. Would you rather do the name of the song?
Here's the thing. I feel like I'm going to know neither, so because I think Julia's trying to impress you with this game.
No. No.
Yeah, he's gonna be playing it. He's not gonna be playing any like Zero Boys or the Germs, the stuff I listen to because I'm a cool punk.
You know all those Poison.
I saw Poison.
I know.
And loved it.
Stop it.
Not to mention the looked it up. Germs didn't write a song about their dad.
I'm sure they did.
They'd never admit it, but it was about their dad. Okay.
So
what do you want to do? Let's start with the artist if it's too hard.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Name the song. Sean.
Okay, well, that's the answer. So you want to switch it. You want to do the song and then you guys name the artist?
Here we go.
Okay.
The Beatles, Hey Jude.
Very good. That is one.
Wait, that's about their... what's the topic? About parenting.
The idea was I named the artist and then you named their... It's a big hit. It's not. I'm not going to do like, you know, deep tracks. It's like big hits about parenting.
Okay. I effed up in my head. I was trying to think of a song about a mother or a father. And I almost corrected. I almost said to Sean, no, that's about a child. When I realized, that's the premise of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
So,
Jimmy
good
Pardo's
job.
Dumb. Wow.
For the Beatles, we also would have accepted Here Comes the Sun.
That's not about parenting.
No, okay. No, we would not have done that.
I thought it was George Harrison expecting his first child.
Oh,
nope.
I've misunderstood that song.
All right. We also would have accepted Lady Madonna. It was also about parenting.
Mm-hmm. As is Eleanor Rigby.
No. Okay. See? There's so many answers. Aren't we having fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
None of those are answers.
Not yet.
Next.
What are you talking about? You're winning.
Okay, next one. Sean has 1 point.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Ready? George Michael.
Sean, father figure.
Jimmy! Wow! He's got it!
But that's not about parenting, you asshole!
I told
that's
Sean.
That's about being a creep with your girlfriend.
What?
I will be your father figure.
Yeah, his dad's being... making love to him.
Come on! No way.
All right. Well, we also would have accepted Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Isn't that an Elton John song?
Did a duet with him.
George did a duet with him. It's the biggest.
And also, isn't that a action from the 90s?
Yeah, it is. Bob Dylan. John's ahead 2-0.
All right. Knowing everything I know about Bob Dylan.
I am not going to be good going this direction. I don't like this. I don't like this game, and I'm going to say it. I don't think I care for you two. This is really.
We'll skip Bob Dylan. That one sucks anyway.
No, wait a second.
Okay,
give us a clue.
A clue. Rod Stewart did another song of the same name.
Maggie's Farm. Make her play Maggie's Farm no more.
That's a really good question.
Sean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. I buzzed in.
Uh-huh.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, Sean! 3-0. Jimmy, I told Sean when I said I was going to do music trivia that you were going to destroy him so embarrassingly that he was never going to want to come back
to
the studio.
I made it very clear at the outset. I did not like the format of the game.
You're going to blame it on format.
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on the rain.
Okay.
Got to blame it on something. Is this a big game for you guys to bring me here to make me look the fool?
Yeah. Let's keep going. This is great.
Right, go.
I'm enjoying now that Sean is destroying you.
I don't care.
It's three.
It does
three,
not bother me.
3-0. It feels like it's bothering you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Loggins and Messina.
Danny Song.
Very good. Well, you didn't. Oh, well, you got to say your name.
That's my name now. My name is now Danny Song. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Danny Song.
Very good. There we also would have accepted Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll.
Oh, but that ties it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracy Chapman. It's 3-1, Sean.
Tracy Chapman.
You have the worst taste. It's Fast Car.
Yeah, it is.
It's about
her alcoholic father.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's dysfunctional parenting.
If I may, Jimmy.
Yes.
Fast Car.
Oh, he got you. He got you on a technicality.
Buzz in.
That's why they call it playing games with Jimmy Pardo.
I'm taking the point. 3-2. I'm good.
3-2. 3-2.
By the way, there was only one answer there because you can't name a second Tracy Chapman song. You
talking
can.
About a revolution.
He can't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I certainly can't.
Okay. Danzig.
Jimmy. Oh, come on. He said
Coach
hashtag
T, Coach
or something.
T, who said their name first on that one?
Coach.
Oh,
Coach.
I thought it was Sean.
Oh. What is it?
Well, you know, there's Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I think that's the answer
that's
you went with.
The first answer, yeah.
But also, Last Caress is about parenting.
Gross.
From The Misfits.
Okay. We also would have accepted Godless. Okay. Cat Stevens.
Well, Father, Jimmy.
It's
father,
4-2.
Father and Son, or Matthew and Son.
What are you? Oh, you did say Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Father and Son.
Or, again, Matthew and Son.
What's Matthew and Son?
That's where he went to work with his father.
I didn't know that. I don't know that one.
That was great.
And a lot of people think Wild World is about a kid, because it should be, but it's to his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, it's about his lady.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it's extremely
condescending.
Is it Wild World?
Wild World. Is that what I said?
Oh, I thought you said Wide World.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I thought it was actually about birthing.
Gross.
Okay. I refuse to even laugh at it. I refuse to. Nope.
He's really not laughing at it.
No.
I liked it.
Yeah, thank you.
4-3, Sean, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't really get Fast Car, so it's 5-2.
Wait. Oh, okay. Wait, hold on.
I'm not taking the freebie.
Okay. 5-2. Here we go. Weezer.
No, I've never hated a band more in my life.
Sean.
Correct. No, Jimmy had it right.
Yeah, Sean.
Yes.
Say It Ain't So.
Oh, yeah. Say It Ain't So. I didn't even know that.
Oh, is that on the Blue album?
It is.
Yeah, it's on the Blue album.
Right.
Also would have accepted Tired of Sex.
Yeah.
Mike and the Mechanics.
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Literally forgot my name. literally forgot my name. And in doing so, forgot the title. I had the answer.
You had it?
It's The Living Years.
Yes, correct. So the final score is 6-3.
Okay.
Sean O'Connor.
You only prepared 9.
Yes.
Well, an odd number.
An odd number.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to keep going? I can keep going.
I could go for the rest of the day.
Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Jimmy, a Pretty Young Thing.
Ew.
Yes, of course ew. For humor.
You know what? Fuck it.
He saw a joke. He took the joke, and you said ew.
Is it Billie Jean?
Yes, it's Billie Jean. 6-3.
Six to four. That's it. I'm coming back.
He's coming back.
Now you're really out.
Let's go. John Lennon.
Oh, boy. Jimmy, is it Imagine?
No. Incorrect.
John, is it watching that Wheels song? The Wheels song?
It's a Beautiful Boy.
Oh, yes it is.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes it is.
Okay. How about, ready? Creed.
Oh, Sean, yes. With arms wide open.
But did you want to get it right?
Kinda. I kind of want the game to end now.
You just complained it was too short.
I know. This is the duality of man or something.
Oh.
A smart person would say.
I don't know what the name of your new album is, but I insist it be duality of man.
So it's 7-4.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Pearl Jam.
No.
And that's the game. Sean O'Connor has still won the game.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Again, I really feel this whole...
And that was Playing Games. Dun, 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 dun.
No.
And we're back.
I think we have to open the diaper bag.
Oh, yeah.
No. That sound was terrible. We've made a lot of bad sounds opening the diaper bag, but that one was the worst one.
The diaper bag is our mail.
I got it.
Viewer mail.
This question comes from Victor @reballer_. He said, how high is unsafe when throwing your kid in the air? Everyone tells me it's dangerous, but my son laughs, so where's the line?
Well, I mean, how far? What is it really? A foot?
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
it's not, you're not doing it over a cliff, yeah. Right? So,
how strong is this guy that he's worried?
So my biggest worry is accidentally throwing my son into the sun.
He's like, is 18 feet too high?
I think a great length is whatever you could catch, like however high.
Yeah,
like,
if you can no longer catch him,
yeah.
That's too high.
If you got to blind yourself from the sun like a ball player in the outfield, like, wait, where'd he go?
Yeah, if you're putting on eye black before,
right? What is it? I mean, you remember doing that, but I mean, you still can.
Yeah, I still do it.
Literally, you throw, and it goes 4 inches away from you because we're not muscle men.
Yeah, I'm not strong.
Okay, like, exceptions include if you are both stuck in a tiger pit and you need to throw him over the wall, I feel like you can throw him as high as you need to.
Oh, I think you'd be able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the only time I can think of that you can throw a guy, your kid, like really, really high.
So is when you're stuck in a tiger pit.
Yeah, at the zoo, when you both fall in the tiger pit.
Wow. I mean, you just came up with that?
Yeah. I would say for a real answer, my average, I would say before she was three was like, 3 feet in the air.
What?
That's, yeah.
There's no way you threw a child 3 feet higher than you.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think you're misjudging what 3 feet is.
Well, no, I know, because we had 8-foot ceilings and she was constantly hitting her head.
Saved it. Coach, she saved it.
I would say just, you know, a regular toss is fine.
Yeah.
He'll get the thrill.
Go with your gut. And if your gut goes, oh, fuck, that's too high.
That is true.
It's an instinct. When and I'm so sorry, Reballer, if you do not have an instinct.
Oh, he may not.
He may not.
He sounds like he shouldn't be a parent.
I would say go throw your kid around a park while other dads are throwing their kids around and just do what they do.
Mm. Yeah.
I would do that if you have no frame of reference.
And if you are confident, like, you know, join like one of those tournaments to see who could throw their kid the highest.
There's also those Russian ladies who do yoga with their baby and just like spin it around like a top. You ever seen one of those?
I have not seen that.
Well, it's illegal. So, yeah. You've never seen these videos?
No. Where are you watching these videos?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They like hold them by their ankle, babies, and they like swing them around. And
wait,
they
what
like
the f-
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wasn't this in Paul Rubin's video collection?
I don't know how you didn't close on that. I don't know how we didn't say goodbye to everybody.
I know.
That was strong. The joke was strong. The callback was strong. Everything
well, here's
it.
The problem. We have another hour to go on this podcast.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
We did the one game?
You
told me two games.
Well, you guys were complaining the whole time, so I figured maybe we should cut it.
You told me there were two games.
No, he said there were two games. I said there's one long one.
Oh, one long one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it was long.
It was so long.
It was not false advertising.
And you made it longer.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
When does this go up? I'd like to promote this. Appearance.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. I'm going to be the guest on My Two Dads, whatever this thing is called.
Your Two Dads.
All right.
We might as well book Paul Reiser at this point.
He's very busy with the Mad About You reboot.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He's a good man. He's a good guy.
We should name the name of this podcast to Mad About Dads.
Okay. I'm glad you said dads. I really thought you were going in another direction.
I'd like to know off the air what that direction was that you thought he was going at. Never Not Funny is my podcast.
It's great.
So
it's,
please, you know, and then I'm
if course, you don't have any friends or family, you can listen to Never Not Funny every day, and you feel like you got somebody.
I agree. A lot of people tell us that, and I don't. And I
got a lot of lonely fans out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of lonely people. We learned that from the Beatles.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
No, thank you.
Good luck to Oliver in seventh grade.
And good luck to Gole. And I probably Olin?
Nolan. Yeah, because Olin's a name.
Ken Olin is a terrific actor, sir. And maybe he named him after him.
Yeah, and he'd probably be more famous if his name wasn't Ken Olin.
Ken Olin?
Yeah, sure. He's a character guy, right?
No, he's not. He's a very handsome man. He was on 30-something.
Oh, that guy.
And his sister is also an actress.
Yeah.
Lena Olin?
Lena Olin, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
I don't
sister.
Know why I
Could
know
be
the
his
name.
Wife.
I thought she was just a Swedish person.
No, that's she's somehow involved with Ken Olin. Sister or wife? Can't remember.
This is the most dad our podcast has been so far. It's just two guys rambling about what they think they might know about actors.
about an actor that nobody's mentioned in 15 years.
Why aren't we doing this podcast on a bench in a park?
Love it.
Well, that's a great idea for a first live show.
All right.
Or your next podcast.
Yay! Sean, you're not booked. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Like, subscribe, all that stuff.
Rate and review and subscribe. Yeah. And Jimmy, go bone up on your parenting songs. Okay. Goodbye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.